Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No studio. Yeah! Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's another hour of Drew Garabo Live, powered by Heineken.
Bronson played a great show last night at a venue.
Because you treat me like I pay for the bed and never
oh, I got the line, by the way.
What line?
I got the line that the security guard said to me.
Oh, what is it? Did Danielle text it to you?
Yeah, yeah. It was after he told me to get the F back, and I
pushed back a little.
I pushed back a little bit, and yeah. I said, This whole place is trapped in here. And he very aggressively, this was the most aggressive line, and this is why I was debating with my wife that he was sharing my pain. And she said, no, he wasn't. He said, yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? And I feel like that was milder than the way in which he said it.
I feel like that was sharing your pain.
Yeah,
like he was stressed out about it. Yeah.
I thought so too. And she was like, no, he was putting you in your place.
No.
I was his, he was my, wait, I was the sub. He was the dom.
No. You were both working together. You were both switches.
No, we were not. We were not working together. That is the one thing we were not doing.
My favorite Action Bronson project is a program that you could probably still find on television, which is called Action Bronson and Friends Watch Ancient Aliens. And the show is nothing more than Action Bronson and his friends smoking copious amounts of marijuana, wax, you name it, and watching the program Ancient Aliens and talking about aliens and stuff.
Dude, he had, and again, I don't know what happened with him and Vice. But something happened because he had that. They essentially gave him that entire channel and said, hey, we've got F That's Delicious. Hey, we're doing Action Bronson Watches Ancient Aliens. At one point, he had a daily show that I believe was just called the Action Bronson Show. I'm not sure if you remember it. Uh-uh. It was set up in this beautiful space that they created for him inside the Viceland Studios that had a full functional like lounge for guests and stuff, and then was also part of a huge kitchen. So he would bring in the most bizarre people. He would bring in weightlifters and people juggling machetes, and he'd be interviewing somebody famous, and then he would have a famous chef cooking up food for everybody in the back. But here was the problem, it came to fruition that this was the deal. He would get so high.
Yeah.
He would be doing dabs the whole time.
Yep.
He wouldn't pay attention. Like, they would have a guest over there, and they would bring in a famous chef, and he would get so high that he just didn't interact with them, and they would find him in a back room just chilling. So I don't think you can contain the beast.
You got to know your limits, kids.
Yeah.
You know what cooking show I really got into when I was in the hospital? Because I loved watching cooking shows and the Guy Fieri series of shows. Beat Bobby Flay.
Oh, that's a dude. That is a great show.
Dude, when the first two battle each other and then one of them wins.
And somebody, who picks? Doesn't somebody pick?
Yeah, the guy whoever wins the first round, which it's two schmucks you don't know. Whoever wins that round, then Bobby goes, what's your signature dish? And that person goes, my signature dish is crawfish boil.
Yeah.
And so the two of them, and seeing Bobby's ability to not allegedly know what he's about to cook, but put something together. It's funny because one of the nurse's aides, she was in my room to do my vitals, and she was watching the TV, like, because sometimes they'll come in and they'll watch whatever you're watching. She goes, does anybody ever beat Bobby? Yeah.
Dude, I one night watched like three people beat him.
He must have been on a bad streak the day I was watching him, because like three, four people beat him in a row.
Dude, did you see the episode? Since you've seen a bunch, then, because I just thought it was so not 2021 friendly. It's the woman, I don't know the name, I don't know her name, but she played Axe's wife, original wife in Billions. Yeah. Super hot blonde chick. She was there, but because, you know, usually they have like a host or another personality there, and their job is to kind of mess with Bobby. Well, they brought her in because Bobby is like obsessed with her. And just
Wasn't he on the show?
Oh, was he?
One of the chefs
was.
Yeah,
so she's like parading around and being almost sexual and kind of trying to distract him while he was cooking. And I just thought it was something that didn't seem on brand for the Food Network, but it was very entertaining.
I love when they'll bust Bobby's balls and they like openly root against him and they stress him out, but yet he rises to the occasion. He's one of my favorite TV chefs.
He's good. Yeah, I think the last one I saw, they had a woman and they were doing empanadas. Ooh. And he just got lost. Like it started snowballing and everything was bad. And he tried to slow cook his meat in a pressure cooker, which you hate. And then it didn't work. So then he was just searing off this meat last minute.
Yikes.
And he lost.
I like that Guy's Grocery Games. You ever watch that one?
No.
So Guy's in a supermarket and it's obviously built for him. And then they have three contestants and he lets them go get ingredients. He tells them what they're about to cook. But then he spins this wheel where it's like, you can't spend more than $20.
Oh, so you got to make it with whatever you're...
Yeah, or he throws a weird ingredient like grape jelly on a really fancy meal, and then they prepare it right there in the supermarket.
You told me, Friday or Saturday, the garlic on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I didn't see it, but yeah, the garlic was on there, I guess.
I think it's happening. It didn't happen.
Oh, this Friday or Saturday?
I think it's this Friday.
I wonder I didn't see it. Hello?
Hey, Drew Garavel, I'm right here.
Hey, it's Jacob Jukebox Jeopardy, Jacob versus the World Edition. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good.
He's
so,
doing good,
Drew Garavel, hey, Promo John, how are you
buddy,
doing?
Hey, if you want to know the truth, I didn't get to read your text when you initially sent it, so I was making sure you didn't add anything to your rider or have any demands for the show today. Mm. I just wanted to make sure we were on the up and up, which
thank you, John.
We're not.
Oh, yeah. What did he insist upon?
He needs to know who's going to be getting his clips up now that Corey Cardinal's not doing it.
All right. And who will that be, Promo John? Is that going to be you, Promo John?
What's going on today, Jacob?
What's going on today is I got some snacks from my room, Promo John. You want to guess what snacks I got?
Well, snacks. I know what you're into. I know you probably got some protein bars.
Malamars.
I got plenty of those in my refrigerator, so don't need any more of those.
Okay, you well stocked on the applesauce, boss?
Yes, unless if I have to get some this week just to make sure. Or sometimes we'll go to Publix. Me and my dad will go to Publix and get stuff. Yeah, so.
I was just going to ask you if you ever had anybody in your family that made homemade applesauce.
Yeah, my mom would make it every once in a while. Brown sugar and chunks of apples.
What
a difference that is between you'll never go back to Mott's.
You can't almost call the stuff they serve in a jar applesauce once you've had homemade applesauce.
No, once you've had homemade applesauce, that stuff is apple
diet. Speaking of homemade applesauce, Promo John, my Aunt Di made homemade applesauce one time.
That's cool.
And I had it, and it was good.
Oh.
You like the Mott's better?
I like the store-bought better. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess it all depends on what brand I get, you know. But, here I am. I got cookies in my bedroom. I got TV dinners in my bedroom. I still got Uncrustables. No. I got the TV dinners in my big freezer out in the kitchen, so I have two freezers.
I want to ask John, Promo John, a question while I had you here, Jacob. I don't know. I know you're not on Instagram, but I know John is. Did you cast your vote this morning for either Scotty over at Hot 101.5 or St. Pete Sam's feet?
Dude, so is this part of the bigger, have you seen what they're doing?
What are they doing?
So I don't know if this is part of a bigger social media agenda by them, but you know the hold on, let me bring
I just
it up.
Saw both of their feet and I felt like I had to vote on
I know
Sam's.
They're doing that, but hold on, where is it? Is this not real? So I saw something on St. Pete Sam's social media that said they're doing some sort of contest and whoever loses has to reenact that new picture from Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's why I voted for St.
Oh, so
Pete
that
Sam's
is
feet.
It's the same thing.
I think so. Yeah, I voted for her feet.
I mean, I love Sam.
Me too.
Love her.
Right.
I just, is she prepared to pay up?
Oh, I see. I don't know.
I mean, because
you know Scotty.
I mean, Scotty's, you know, he's got cake for days. Yeah, he'll have that ass out there.
St. Pete's doesn't have cake.
No, I'm just saying
she's bereft in the cake department.
No, what I'm saying is
cake deficiency on St. Pete's Sam
is that Scotty seems very comfortable showing all of his body. I've seen him since the time I've worked here.
Yeah,
I've seen him in his underwear multiple times. I think I maybe even saw him naked once. So I'm just saying that's kind of his thing. It's very on brand. I have not seen too many sultry spreads from St. Pete Sam.
Just her feet.
And I honestly,
they're good looking feet.
I feel awkward like talking about it.
I know. I felt awkward even commenting on it. I said only feet, like hashtag only feet. And I felt weird the minute I did it.
No, but I mean, is it wrong to say that I want her to lose so she has to do that?
No.
Like, it could be
it's
okay.
It's wrong to say she doesn't have any cake.
Well, it could be respectful, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so then vote for Scotty.
So if I vote for Scotty, that means
you want to see Sam recreate the Kim Kardashian with the cake.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Jacob? Pretty sultry.
Yeah. Spicy.
I wouldn't go against my friend Sam. Now to mess with Scotty the body a little bit, yes, I would definitely mess with Scotty the body a little bit, you know, like I have been doing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you had to see one of their booties, who would you rather, Scotty or Sam?
Yeah. Whose tushy appeals to you more? That's tushy. I don't say that enough on the
radio. I would.
We would call it our
mess with Scotty, to mess with Scotty, I would say Sam, just to mess with Scotty.
What'd you call your butt growing up? Did you call it your tushy, your butt, your bum? I didn't learn butt till we moved down here to Florida in 1978.
No,
said bum.
I don't know that I had a lot of
tushy talk.
Well, now tushy is just I'm sorry, Jacob, it's just a porno site to me. It's just my favorite porno site.
When it became one of those, it really, really, you know, removed my childhood memories of just innocently saying tushy or tuchus, which is Yiddish for butt.
That's okay, Promo John and Drew Garavo. It's all good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Let's get this game started. And Jacob, it's going to be a little different this week. It's Jacob versus the world. Whereas one caller at a time, three total, will call up and try to test your knowledge of a certain year's songs. You'll have 30 seconds to identify as many of those songs as you can. Then they will have 30 seconds to identify as many songs of that genre that they can. And if they beat you, then the world has truly beaten Jacob. But if you have beaten them, then you beat the world. Yes, John?
Well, I was just going to say, are we willing to commit to we will do this version of it until somebody beats Jacob?
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to other variations of it. Yeah. But this will truly be the format until one person beats Jacob. That could happen today. I don't see it happening.
Could happen today, me either. But it could happen today. Could happen next Wednesday.
I might love this format from or Drew Garabo and Promo John. You never know.
You might never know.
This could be my favorite.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me double in here. Hi. Who are you?
This is Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Mandy loves playing the games with us. She calls and plays just about every game. We love your passion. Love your passion, Mandy. You'll win one of these days.
Wait, Mandy, did you just win a couple days ago?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't win again.
Oh, yeah. Mandy, no, you got to give it a break if you won.
It's 30 days, right? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
30 days.
Yeah, but I mean, 30 days is the company policy. For our show, 90. 727-579-1025.
I was like, I think I just
good call,
sent
John.
Her info
Thank
along.
You. Drew Grubble Live, who are you?
Hello. Tyler.
Hi, Tyler, what's up?
What's up?
By the way, tomorrow on the show, we're going to be doing football picks with our buddy Steve Weintraub. Last year, we still have some people who won the Golden Diamond Source gift certificates who never picked them up, and the communication might have been on their fault or our fault or whatever, but we have your information still. If you did win one of those, Mike O still has your info, I found out from Richard today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you won't have to deal with it at all. Just if you won one of those, contact Mike O. Call the Mike O radio show on Saturday. Deal with it there. What was your name? I'm sorry.
Tyler.
Tyler, are you ready to be the first contestant in Jacob versus the World?
Let's give it a shot.
Let's do that. Now, John, I'm able to throw him on hold and then pick up over here.
Does that make sense? He's not going to be able to hear anything, right?
Right.
Okay.
I just won't be able to interact with you. I'll get 30 seconds on the clock, but I'm gonna make sure he can't hear anything by talking to him.
Who, the caller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't have to do that because our mics are on, so he won't be able to hear any of the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we should be good.
Yeah, we're good.
Especially, he's on He's just on the headset.
Right.
Okay.
Not on the air, but yep. I have him on, yep. on this little handset
Perfect.
Right
Perfect.
Here. All right. Jacob, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here,
okay,
Drew Garabo.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm still here, Drew Garabo. You're all good. No worries, my friend.
Thank
no
you.
Worries. I totally got you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And let me just put him on hold. Hold on. And then I'll pick up this line that's ringing, put them on hold, pick up that line that's ringing, put them on hold, put him back on the handset. Boom. Got it.
Okay. So he's on the handset, not on hold.
He's on the handset, okay. not on hold.
All right.
All right. I got 30 seconds on the clock. What category are you going with first, John? I'm not going to repeat it.
First will be top hits of 1999.
Mm.
And I think the way that we'll do this is we're not going to try to get down in the nitty gritty of specific, specific genres. I think it's just going to be the top hits of certain years will be our go-to categories for this format of Jacob versus the World.
Very good. I actually have him clutched between my thighs.
Oh, you do?
So that he
oh,
can't
hell
hear
yeah.
anything.
Like, oh, damn, yeah.
All he can hear is my nuts.
Oh, that's
singular.
That's kind of hot.
Actually, maybe he can hear the prosthetic.
Yeah.
That one's synthetic.
Yeah.
I have 30 seconds on the clock, and let's see, co-host.
That's me.
Yep. All right. Yep.
Oop, that's my computer.
Sounds like you got an email.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right, whenever you're ready.
All right, I am ready.
Jacob, are you ready?
I am ready, Drew Garabo.
Mention the category again, John.
Top hits of 1999.
30 seconds on the clock. I will keep track of how many Jacob gets correct if I'm able to do so with the pen. All right, I got fingers.
You can do it, Drew Garabo. Yeah. I have faith in you, my friend.
Thanks, Jacob.
Here we go.
Thank you.
You're
All right. Ready? In 3, 2, 1, begin.
Jacob? Yes, I'm still here, Drew Garabo. I'm not hearing anything, though. That's
you think
that's the thing is I'm not hearing anything, though.
Oh, sorry, somebody took that out of auxiliary and now it's
scary. Okay.
All right, hold on. Stop. Restart. All right, John, you ready?
Yep.
Jacob, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm just making sure everything's prepared. And
it is.
You're doing good, yeah. So are we, Jacob.
We're
all just...
2, 1, begin.
Summer Girls, LMFAO. Lynn, Steal My Sunshine. Filter, Take a Picture. Sugar Ray, Every Morning. Tall Bachman, She's So High. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Star Tissue.
And that is time, Promo John.
Okay. Okay. So what do you? How many do you have on there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We may have a small issue, and we just have to
what
address
it.
Is it Summer Girls? He said LMFAO.
Mm.
That is not the actual group.
That's five.
Yeah,
five, not six. We love you, Jacob. Hold on for me, okay, buddy?
Okay. I'm still here, Drew Garabo.
All right. I just messed everything up. Hold on. Nope, I didn't. Okay, perfect. I got him on hold. Tyler, is this still you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Were you able to hear any of that stuff that went on there, or were you just able to hear my one fake nut and my one real nut?
Don't lie, you cheating prick.
Just Drew Garabo going back and forth about his mess ups.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, all right.
Wasn't my mess up. I fix everything.
Yeah, no, he was really the fixer.
I was a fixer.
Yeah.
Now I want you to lose. I wanted you to win. Now I want you to lose.
Yep, you stepped
Which it doesn't matter direction. What I want. He's going to lose. All right, so Jacob has put up a pretty decent score. Tyler, you must surpass that score if you're going to beat Jacob. It's Jacob versus the World. John Senning, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tyler, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Artist and title of each song. No need to ring in with your name. In 3, 2, 1. Oh, we need to tell them what the category is.
Oh, yeah.
Was.
The category is top hits of 1999, and also you can skip if you don't know it, okay?
Yeah. Top hits of 99.
Okay.
You don't know one, just say skip, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
In 3, 2. I guess I can take the phone out from between my legs now. 1. Begin.
Skip.
Hey, you talk to Mark later? Yeah.
He looks pretty.
And that's time, John.
Oh, wow.
That's time.
Oh,
thank you,
wow.
Tyler.
Wow.
Thanks for
wow.
playing.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, in the first round of Jacob versus the World, a complete just domination.
Yep.
Tyler with, I believe, zero.
Yeah.
And J2X with five. Wow.
Almost six, but he said LMFAO instead of LFO. Which,
I think that was just a, you know, just a small trip. But, you know.
Can you still have that song pulled up?
The Summer Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give me a little bit of that one? That lead singer's dead, right?
I believe he is dead. Yes, R.I.P.
Perlman bugger him to death?
No, I think it was cancer.
It's not funny.
Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? Two kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
It's the MSG.
Man. Leukemia. 35 years old.
Oh, that's cancer.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I have one dish. She's been gone since that summer. Since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they speak in span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl
oh, those
that
bars.
I ever did see. The great
Larry
Bird.
What's his name, Rob?
Take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of songs.
Is this a D's Nuts joke?
No. I just genuinely don't know his name.
Devin.
Devin?
Devin Lima.
He's the one who's dead?
LFO singer Devin Lima died early Wednesday morning after a year-long battle with stage 4 cancer.
But now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox was Alex P. Keaton. When I met you,
it's good stuff.
I mean, you see, at least you dropped a Michael J. Fox line that didn't have to do with, you know, his condition. A lot of rappers, they like to make fun of
Michael that's J. hurtful. Fox. I thought you were going to say Back to the Future.
Hi, Drew Grubb Alive. Who are you?
I am Matthew. I want to pick Jacob to win.
At least he's listening.
You want to pick Jacob to win over yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It doesn't quite work that way. I admire your self-awareness, if not your lack of confidence in yourself. But you're
I just listened to what he did to that last guy. I've listened to this for several weeks, Drew. I am not the man to go against Jacob.
All right. Well, I appreciate your self-awareness, and that cost you your opportunity to play against him.
I mean, somebody, and I think that's, I mean, that kind of mindset is not, you know, you should try always.
Right.
But I think that's what we're looking for, is that when that moment does happen where a civilian beats Jacob two times, it's a big deal. Because I just don't see your average person out there, first of all, being able to do it, but also the pressure of it. I think your brain doesn't work as quick. I don't think that it's going to be easy to find somebody to beat Jacob.
It's going
to
take a huge set of stones and an even bigger array of musical knowledge.
Yep.
Drew Grubb Alive, who are you?
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Do you have a huge set of stones and a vast array of musical knowledge?
I've got a set of something, definitely not stones, but yes, and I've got some not musical knowledge.
Okay. Atta girl. I love your spirit. Tell us a little something about yourself, contestant Lauren.
I am a photographer and a mother of two.
What type of stuff do you photograph for work, and then what type of stuff do you enjoy photographing on your leisure time?
I love doing landscape. My husband's from Oregon, so when we travel out there, I love going and looking at the waterfalls and such like that. But families and children, I enjoy shooting most of all.
I got you. You do a lot of
weddings are a nightmare.
Oh, dude, I can only imagine. Bridezilla is a plenty. Am I right?
Yeah, I only shoot weddings for people that I love.
That's nice. That's good. It keeps the stress away. But then again, you know, the people that you love, they might stress out, and that causes an even worse situation, Lauren. Yeah.
Family doesn't love you anymore.
All right. Mom of two, Lauren, will be playing against Jacob two times. I'm going to throw you on hold real quick, Lauren, and then I'm going to take her and put her on the headset. Yeah, I'll give her the same.
Yeah, put her right between.
One nut treatment.
Yeah, get her between those warm thighs.
Yeah. And then we'll bring Jacob back on. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Drew Garavo. I'm still here, my friend.
Figured you
I'm
would be.
I'm still here.
Say, John, what year will we be traveling to musically?
Well, we're going to be headed to the damn fine year of 1994. 1994's greatest hits.
Oh, what a year.
It really was.
Great year for music, too.
Yeah.
All right. 30 seconds, Jacob. No need to ring in or anything. You just give us the artist and title.
All right.
Promo John, I've got 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jacob, two times. I have 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I am ready, Drew Garabo. I'm glad you're back in the studio, my friend.
Thank you.
You know that. I'm just happy you're back.
I hear it every week. Thank you, Jacob. All right, in 3, 2, 1, begin.
Ace of Base, The Sign.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Rhythm of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Pass. Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Sheryl Crow, All I Wanna Do. Seal, Kiss from a Rose.
And that's time, Promo John. That's
right,
time.
All right.
Hold on for me, Jacob. Let's see. Hold on.
One.
Man, hold on.
Two, three. I think it's four, right?
Four. Yeah. Yep. Hi, Lauren. Are you there?
I am.
My high-tech system over here.
It's working good. You're doing a lot of work.
Well,
over there.
It's working as long as you didn't hear anything that just happened besides maybe the muffled sounds of my testicle, singular. Did you hear anything? Be honest. We'll know if you're lying.
I'm not quite sure what I was listening to, but definitely was not music.
Okay. Well, it was just a different kind of music. Okay. All right. The category, my dear Lauren, mom of two and photographer of portraits, best of 1994. 94, an excellent year for everything, for music, the start of my radio career. It was just a great year for everything involved. Promo John, we have 30 seconds on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, are you ready for top hits of 1994? You're taking on Jacob two times.
I am super ready.
Artist and title of each song. If you don't know it, feel free to skip, all right?
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, begin.
Ace of Base, The Sign.
This is the rhythm of the night. The night. Oh, yeah. The rhythm of the night.
That's time, Promo John. That's time. You were on a roll for a second. You scared me.
She had me.
I know it's rhythm of the night, but I do not know.
Yeah, Jacob didn't either.
They didn't either.
Well, who is that?
It is Corona.
Corona?
Corona.
Like with a K or a C?
Dang.
It's, with a C. With a C.
And you did get one that Jacob did not get, which was All for Love.
Well, and even knowing all of the players on the song, I thought was pretty impressive.
Yeah, very impressive.
And I missed Sting was there, too.
Yeah.
I totally didn't mention his name.
He was. He's
fresh off
there.
In a hot appearance of Starcade.
All Out. It was the big pay-per-view.
Jacob, unfortunately for you, my dear Lauren, got four that round, and you got two. You came very close. Close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes and back seats.
I know.
My dad used to say.
Thank
you for playing, Lauren. Have a great afternoon with your kiddos and good
Thanks,
luck on the photography.
Guys, you have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate you. One more player.
All right, our last category is
it's a doozy.
I just think that if there's an opportunity for somebody to pull off a shocker today, it happens here.
Could be this person. Who are you, caller?
Me?
Yes.
What am I doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Do you have a dog with you?
Yeah.
I can hear him panting.
Yeah.
I gave him water, though. He's all right.
What are you doing where your dog is so close to your phone's receiver?
I mean, that would be me, too. You'd be right by my
phone. Well, I have a car phone.
Well, I think you mean Bluetooth.
Yeah,
it's just picking up everything. If you got a big dog, just.
I didn't know. All right.
Yeah, no, he's a Roddy. He's a big dog.
All right, good. So you asked the question, "What are you doing?" I would flip that back on you and ask you, "Do you know what you're doing here?"
I don't know why I called in, but I do know that I'm driving to my job. What are you doing?
Well, I'm doing a radio program that you actually called into. Did you just hear phone yep. numbers and you were inspired to call without knowing why you were calling? That seems, I don't know how to put this nicely,
Absolutely.
Reckless, insane, Absolutely. And ignorant to me.
How am I ignorant?
You dialed a phone number to go on the air with the radio station. You had no idea why you were doing so. To me, that sounds ignorant. That doesn't seem ignorant to you?
Maybe a little bit.
Probably a lot, right? Like, what do you do for work?
I'm a steel worker. Welder.
That's a man.
All right, so I call up...
CNC machine.
I call up your inbound line, and I want to get some welding done. And the guy answers, and he goes, hey, this is Dimwit Welding Corporation, where we only hire dimwits to do the welding. How can I help you today? And I go, yeah, why did I call you?
I said, I don't know. You called me. What do you need done?
Okay, you called me. What do you need done?
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 I need some steel welded together.
No, 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 no. We're a radio program. I think you're confused. I would be calling you for steel work. You would be calling me for a radio program. So what do you need done?
And am I not getting radio time right now? So I'm getting what I want.
Is that what you want?
So
you just want
need?
Radio time? You're the worst kind of human being possible. I hope you weld your head.
Well, I mean, you're right. Whatever you say to him, it still can't change the fact you gave him what he wanted.
You're right. I'm sorry I gave you what you wanted. You didn't deserve it. Good day. Hi, Drew Grubb Alive. Who are you?
Hey, how's it going? This is Matt.
What do you need done, Matt?
Hey, I'm here to play the game.
Hell yeah. That's my guy right there. This is a dude who knows what the hell he wants.
You know something.
Matt, you're going up against Jacob two times. I'm going to ask you to hold on 1 second.
What am I doing again?
Jacob, are you there, buddy?
What am I doing again?
Oh, man, there's an epidemic. All right, John, what do you got for the category in this third round of Jacob versus the world?
I'm messing with you, Drew Grubb. I know.
I appreciate that, Jacob.
The final round of today's edition of Jacob versus the world will be top hits of 1979.
Oh!
Top hits of 1979.
Shakedown, 1979.
Could be.
All right. Jacob.
I wasn't even born until 1985.
I understand that, my
negative
friend.
Negative 6 years old.
Yeah.
John, 30 seconds are on the clock.
Okay.
You ready, Jacob, two times?
Yes, I'm ready, Drew Garabo.
You ready, Promo John?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, begin.
Pass. Hot Blooded by the Rolling Stones. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire. September. I Love Rock and Roll, Bob Seger.
Time. Time. Hold on. Just everybody hold on. Hold on, Jacob. This many, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's how many.
Matt, you there?
Yep, still here. Yep.
What do you need done? Just kidding. Matt, you got
30. Where am I?
You got 30 seconds. The category is top hits of 1979.
Jeez, man. Oh, gosh.
Artist and title. How young of a cat are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thank God.
Yeah, I'm a get it.
All right.
Yeah,
hey,
get it.
All right. John, 30 seconds. Matt, you ready? Artist and title of each song. You're going to get it. Artist and title of each song. 3, 2, 1, begin.
That's Baby by Justin Bieber. Dirty Dancing by Patrick Swayze. Rock by Just take those
old records on. That's time.
Elvis Presley.
Thank you.
I
Matt.
Don't know.
Thank you, Matt. Jacob, you are so lucky that we just happened to get a young dude because you only got one right, and that guy got zero right. And in my book, one is greater than zero.
We built it. We built it up so much. Can you imagine if that guy would have just wiped it out right at the beginning?
Yeah, I can imagine it because it should have happened.
Yeah, I would say, no offense, Jacob, 98% of people get beat that with those two songs alone.
With old time rock and roll alone, and then September by Earth, Wind and Fire. Yeah.
You said, Jacob, you said, I love rock and roll, and the title is Old Time Rock and Roll.
From the fantastic movie Risky Business with Tom Cruise, where he's wearing that polo shirt and the underwear. And, Jacob, I got to tell you, I thought for sure you were a goner, and I'm glad you're still around. Still undefeated in Jacob versus the World. Jacob is undefeated against the world. Barely.
Good work,
I love
buddy.
This part of the game, Drew Garabo. I'm glad you came up with it, Drew Garabo. Let's do this part of the game every Wednesday. I love it when callers call in and they can and they can do that. I just love it.
Well, as long as you keep beating them, we'll keep doing it.
We will. Team effort, by the way, like everything on this show, team effort between John Senning and me. Credit where it's due. And thank you, Jacob. We hope you have a great week. We love you lots.
Okay. And promo, John, please make sure my clip gets up there today, okay, so I can find it as the latest episode.
Yeah.
Sounds like we got some bad connection over there.
The clip is coming up.
Downloaded. Ori Cardinal.
Internet outage.
727-579-1025. Hey, you ready for some man gossip?
Let's get into it.
Man, if only we could get a pedicurist in here.
Oh,
two pedicurists.
Dude, that's great.
And that's we get pedicures while we're having man gossip.
Dude, that's good.
That's taking it to the next level,
right?
That
is, you know, I don't want to tease it here and then give it somewhere else. That would be a good idea for Jadida, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to do a podcast.
Like a pedicast.
Oh, my God, genius. That'll be way better than the pedocast.
With Ari Spears.
The sound of screaming children is just hard to muffle. Anyway, some man gossip that you're going to be interested in because it involves probably the most popular person in Tampa Bay next on Drew Garabo Live. Hey, I want to welcome Achieva Credit Union back to the show. They stuck with us through thick and thin. My man David sent me an amazing package while I was in the hospital with a sweet blanket. And I got to say, the personal touch that they gave to me is the same personal touch that you're going to get when you go into one of their branches. I love it. I've been a member for like 10 years, and still when you walk into a branch, it's not like you just queue up and you're treated like cattle. They welcome you, and if they're with someone else, another member, they'll be like, hey, just going to be a second. Maybe you want to go get some coffee. They have delicious coffee and tea. Personal touch. Whether you're looking to open a business account, as I did recently, and the experience was marvelous, or if you just want to deposit a check and get some money back, Achieva Credit Union, celebrating their 85th anniversary this year. Clearly, they're doing something right, and there are so many great differences between a bank and a credit union like Achieva. A credit union has its focus on the local business and supports our community, all loans, call center offices, etc., right here in Tampa Bay, not out of state. They don't have shareholders, no big dollar dividend checks going to people in Wall Street, and they prioritize customer service, and they can still turn around a mortgage way quicker than a bank, sometimes under 30 days. Go to AchievaCU.com to find out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.